Protesters descended on Burnaby City Hall Tuesday night, at least one garbed in an inflatable dinosaur costume, interrupting council proceedings twice, then rallying outside of the building. Local activist groups, including T-Rex Against TMX and Mountain Protectors, have granted the first-ever Dinosaurs of 2025 award to Burnaby Mayor Mike Hurley and the rest of City Council for a controversial agreement with Trans Mountain Corp. The agreement, which was signed in a closed-door meeting in September, will see Trans Mountain pay the city $20.1 million over the next 21 years to help enhance the city's emergency response program. It also bans the city and Trans Mountain from making any negative public communications about each other, whether based on fact or opinion or otherwise. Mayor Mike Hurley and Burnaby councillors are going the way of the dinosaur. Read out a pamphlet distributed at the rally. In a secret meeting, they signed the Sweetheart Deal, aka Community Contribution Agreement, with Trans Mountain Corp. TMX, an operator of the Trans Mountain pipelines and one of Canada's major polluters transporting diluted bitumen from the tar sands. The groups, also including Stop TMX and SFU 350, said the agreement amounts to a gag order. The activists said the dinosaur award is an attempt to call council back to the right path by rejecting the money. It's a reminder that they have responsibilities to the people, not a state-owned corporation. Protesters in the inflatable dinosaur outfits interrupted the council meeting at two points during the night, exclaiming, "Burnaby Mountain is worth saving." Security staff and RCMP officers ushered the protesters out of council chambers. Burnaby RCMP Corporal Mike Collange told the Burnaby Now one person was arrested and held, then released after the council meeting concluded. He said the person was arrested for causing a disturbance. Police don't expect there to be charges, according to Collange. The Federal Green Party has also criticized Burnaby's Trans Mountain deal. Trans Mountain denied an interview request from the Now in October to speak about the agreement. Burnaby Mayor talks gag order. After the meeting, Hurley told the Now he respects people's right to protest. "I'm as frustrated as they are about Trans Mountain," Hurley said. "It was pushed down our throats. It's funny, because we were the ones who fought it all the way, and we did use every tool in our toolbox to try and stop it. However, now, 3 ships a day are coming in. You know, it's all up and running, it's not like we're going to stop it. And my concern is providing safety for the residents of Burnaby." The Now asked if the city can put a price on safety. "No, I don't think you can," Hurley replied. "There's no amount of money that will ever subsidize us for the danger that's been brought into our city and for all the harm that can happen. No amount of money would ever be worth that for Burnaby." But he said the city needs to pay for an emergency road near the pipeline terminal, which he said costs $2 million. He also disagreed that the agreement could be called a gag order. "I can say whatever I want," he said. He noted city staff have to have a relationship with Trans Mountain to discuss public safety, but it isn't the role of staff to criticize. "If something goes wrong, you can be sure that I'll be the first one speaking." With files from Cornelia Naylor.